Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live, right up on the top of that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Like, for example, those people that listen to those people reading the teleprompter that are parroting what those people told them to do, because it's no longer journalism, now it is just propaganda, right? And as we go back to the Vladimir Lenin, who's now in hell where he belongs, he eats the fruit and has eaten the fruit of his own ways. He continued in his sin and he died in his sin. And because of that, he now understands what we preachers tried to warn him from. I say that not with a smile on my face. I say that as a warning to the people that are still on this earth that have an opportunity to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So, what did he say? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. How about we do this? How about we put up a bunch of people that come across as freedom fighters? How about we put up a group of people that will convince them that are there fighting for them and that they're in their corner doing everything that they can do to put a stop to the crime, to bring justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Amos 5:15, and Isaiah 26 9, not in that order. How about we do that, and hopefully the people will believe us. Oh, do they ever believe you? Friends, look at this. I just wanted to highlight this. This is brand new, just came across my desk a couple minutes ago. Americans be damned, he said. Rand Paul goes ballistic on Senate floor over vaccine and mask rules. Guess what, friends? There's going to be no vaccine and mask rules for Bradley Dean's life. No, it doesn't apply. They don't have the authority to do that, as you well know. Why is Rand Paul playing along? Because he's controlled opposition. Remember Rand Paul that goes ballistic on the Senate floor over the vaccine and mask rules? Remember his wife went behind the backs of the American people while he was allegedly grilling criminal and repeat criminal Anthony Fauci for his lies concerning the experimental jab? Remember that? Remember his wife was behind the backs of the American people? Well, they were putting a show on for the American people, a dog and pony show. What was Rand Paul's wife doing? Why, she was out there buying stock in Remdesivir. Hospitals were incentivized to make sure that people took Remdesivir, and 75 to 80% of the people that took it never woke up again. Why? Because it shut down their organs. So why are we to believe that today Rand Paul going ballistic on the Senate floor over the vaccine and the mask rules? Why would we expect that this would be legitimate this time? Yesterday, I'd made the point yesterday, these are the same people that told you the bad guys were whoever they wanted you to believe the bad guys were. These are the ones that have been found out for their propaganda narrative, and yet they're telling you to trust them this time because they're looking out for you and your good. This is the same government, by the way, that advocates the murder of the innocent in the womb, and they want you to believe that they're looking out for the best for you and your families when it comes to these experimental jabs, which, by the way, is all bought and paid for concerning the investors like that of Bill Gates, who wants to lower the global population. Don't ask me. No, don't ask me, Americans. Ask him. He's the one telling you that. And the world is awake to this now, but they're going to continuously go forward, re-engage, and put the show on for you again. And people are going to give this guy millions of dollars to do what he's already getting paid for by the taxpayers in this country as he continuously plays the clown in the circus of politics. Shame on Americans for listening to this garbage. Over and over and over again, it's something new. It's always something new. It's always some sort of an emergency, some sort of crisis. You're under attack here, you're under attack there. Wasn't it James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, that said, no country can endure continued warfare? This is all design, and of course it's in the control of the hands of the judge that sits on his throne, which is in heaven, and his footstool is this earth. Yes, he's in control of all things. He is in control of all things. All power has been given over unto him. Okay, and the fact of the matter is, yes, this is judgment upon a disobedient people, but don't you disobedient people get it yet as to what this is about? I mean, it reminds me of when Moses was on top of the mountain and he came down and there was reveille within the camp because Aaron disobeyed God and he pleased the people in Exodus 32. And interestingly enough, he made a golden calf for them. And they said, where be our gods? And then Aaron himself took what? The gold and silver out of their ears. And this is what came out of the fire, the molten image. But what did Moses do when he came down? The Lord told him they've already, what? Defiled themselves. Go down. And what did he do? He said, those that are on the Lord's side, come over here. And those that are not on the Lord's side, go over there. And then he told the other side, the ones that are on the Lord's side, to pick up their sword and take out their brother. Okay? And in the process of that, what happened? After he took the golden calf and broke it into 1,000 pieces, he made them drink. He made them drink the fruit of their iniquity. I mean, it tells us in the book of Jeremiah that the Lord said that he was going to correct us through our own backslidings. Do you not see this yet, Americans, as to what's going on? This is absolutely ridiculous, and it is embarrassing. Isn't it also interesting? Yesterday, I took the time. They just threw the head of the Proud Boys. I don't know a lot about them, but I do know that there's a whole lot of people, friends, that were there on January 6th exercising their First Amendment rights. And what we find now, there's approximately, I just looked this up right before the show, approximately 597 federal defendants have had their cases adjudicated and received sentences for their criminal activity on January 6th. What criminal activity? They have no proof of it, but yet they're throwing people in jail. And now the fruit of this criminal administration, the one that you have in front of you right now, they're talking about bringing forth the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. Really? So is the message to us that they are above the law? Absolutely it is. They're throwing people in jail for no proof of a crime, for exercising their First Amendment right, and yet Joe Biden's being called into question for all of the fruit that he's been exposed for, from treason to fraud, to stealing your money and giving it over to a Nazi sodomite named Zelensky in Ukraine.
Hello, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, what you're looking up on the what you're seeing on the screen right here, friends, is the order that went out yesterday concerning the new Soldiers of the Cross book. It's about a 2 to 3 hour read. It's in bigger print. It's not like, you know, someone that's can barely see. It's not that big. It's 18 font, just for the record, so it's not oversized. But it's easy reading, and people are reviewing it right now, and I really appreciate the support, and I really appreciate the opportunity to speak into your lives by the Holy Ghost. But these are available. You'll have your orders in 3 to 5 days. It's called Soldiers of the Cross, and you can go ahead and order it today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, you'll have your order in about 3 to 5 days. These are also the t-shirts, folks, which is separate, but they decided to take the picture of the front of the book, which is the artwork is second to none. The guy that did the artwork, his name is Eric Hollander. He's the guy that does all the artwork for mascots across the country. You know many of them. He did the documentary for the 30th anniversary of Jaws Reunion when he worked with Steven Spielberg. And the guy that does all of our videos, too, is James Gillette. He also was a part of that. But he's the one that does all of our artwork, so it's second to none. And on this particular t-shirt that's available, it says there's a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come. That was said by Peter Muhlenberg during the beginning stage of the War of Independence and throwing off England when they said no longer will we submit to that devil over there. He is not fit. And we are going to expose him for who he is, Romans 12:21. And we're going to put it into context, and we're going to stand up, and it's time now to fight. And that's exactly what they did. It's a good thing they didn't, friends, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be here today, right? We truly would not be here today. So, again, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You keep us out there. We've got a lot of events coming up here, friends, where we're going to be on the East Coast in the up-and-coming month and a half, couple months here. there, one of the two. We're going to hopefully try to get over there as soon as we can to do television and go up the East Coast line from Florida up to New York area, and for starting in Jamestown, Yorktown, Williamsburg, and then go up from there. We're also going to be in Arizona, and you can check the schedule for that. Someone just called today from South Dakota talking about doing some high school assemblies there. Hopefully that opportunity is going to open up. Also, some sit-down time with Shad Olson, and he is he's a kick in the pants, but we're looking forward to our time with him, too. So the South Dakota's in there as well. And then I was just talking to some people about Michigan again, friends. So there's a lot of people that right now need to understand now is not the time to go to sleep. I know that there's a lot of people anticipating, and I'm talking about Trump worshipers that are anticipating him coming back into office so they can go back to sleep again. Well, you can rest assured you're going to get more of the same if you're that foolish. It tells us in Matthew 13:25 that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. That's exactly what they're doing with the likes of Donald Trump. If you remember, Albert Pike rightly said, the head of the Masons, he said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. I also want to say to those that are sitting on the sidelines, Jeremiah 9:3 comes to my aid concerning the first segment, now rolling over into the second. It tells us, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. The Lord said, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. And that is a time of judgment. Jeremiah was raised up for the very purpose of showing that country their transgressions before God. He was sent to the king's gate, as was he sent to the church gate to confront them and demand that they repent. And we see that they did not listen for 70 years. And what was the fruit of that? Look at the book of Lamentations and you'll understand. Folks, if you understand what happens during judgment, you can also understand that it's not anything that we want to play with. It's scary stuff. It's unthinkable stuff. You just look at what happens to countries in the time of war, the atrocities and the heinous crimes that are committed against innocent people. It's just so far out there. It's unthinkable. I don't want to go there. Prevention is better than crime. That's my message here. I'm sorry. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. And that's my message. I want reformation. I want to do everything that we're supposed to do before God and man lawfully. And if we can do it that way, I'm going to be one happy camper, so we can hand off to our children even better than what was left off to us during our time from our forefathers. And I'm talking about our current generations, our grandpas, our grandmas, so on and so forth, if we had them. So anyways, with that said, let's get over to this. I want to show you something here, and then we're going to get to the main topic. This is a video, and you're going to hear it too. And it's just, it's weird. It's a recruitment video that surfaced from the 4th PSYOP group of the U.S. Army. So you can understand who's pulling the strings in the military. Now, don't get me wrong, friends. You already see what's happening in the military. You see that what's being appointed are men dressed as women concerning the head branches of our military across the board. So you can already see the stages being set for judgment upon you and me. Okay, because we already understand through the DHS, the 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is, it all falls to our front door. It doesn't fall to the door of the subversives, the communists, those that mean to conquer America. No, no, no. The stage is being set, and it's happening to us by our own people. I want to show you this in just a moment here. I should say not our own people, but those that are within the gates that have been raised up in America that have turned Judas on us, Luke 22:48. That's who's doing what they're doing to us. And if you look in Scripture, you're going to see that they're turning on us because the people as a whole in this nation have turned their back on God. That is scriptural facts. Okay, so let's go ahead and play this. This is the most disturbing video you will watch, and it's produced by the United States Army. Folks, this is just weird. That's what I can say. It's weird. Okay, here we go. Listen to this. If your opponent is choleric, temper, seek to irritate him, pretend to be weak that he may grow arrogant. Sun Tzu, why would he use a quote? Or they use a quote like this. Then it has a clown just walking.
The world watches and listens in horror.
This is done by your military Americans.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this.
Now it's going through foreign cities. Who's pulling the strings? And that shows a foreigner with his fingers going down and chess pieces on a board. Now it's got a camera going up to tall trees in the forest, born from the ashes. Now it has a picture of a ghost, distorted, of a world at war. This is your military, Americans. Now they're in a bus going through a city. You'll find us in the shadows, it says. And now it shows a military hit group at the tip of the spear. Now it shows the Chinese military in full force. This is your military, Americans. A threat rises in the east. But wait a sec. Wait a second there, friends. A threat rises in the east. Isn't this coming back to China and Russia again? Why, yes, it is. You know, I was listening to this guy, Jordan Peterson. You know what, guys? With all due respect, yeah, he's an intellectual guy. Just means he thought things through more than most have. But his presupposition is messed up. What he premises his conversations on are what has been thrown to him by the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. It's like, I'm listening to him for about 2 minutes. It's like, dude, yeah, you're an intellectual dude, but you are a confused human being. He's like the answer man for so many people. And I'm sitting there watching him, and it's like, dude, do you know how... So here it is. So when you look again, and you know what the Word says and the Constitution says, and you listen to this guy, you can see that he's drinking the whole glass of propaganda that the mainstream media is serving up to him. Okay, that's scary stuff. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because they were talking, him and Piers Morgan, were talking about the Russian threat. Oh, folks, I'm here to tell you, yeah, is there a Russian threat? Absolutely there's a Russian threat. But the Russians are calling for a new world order just like America is. Hey, folks, if you look at the overthrow of countries, how many times, if you know a little history, how many times were foreign mercenaries used to destroy their own people, their political opposition? I mean, Adolf Hitler used the Muslims. In America, you have 35 jihadi camps right now. Right now, highlighting this video, coming from your military, called Ghosts in the Machine. It's a propaganda hit piece. It's a psyop. Isn't it interesting? Now they're showing you that there's a threat from the east, the Chinese, but yet they're bringing the Chinese into Michigan under the guise of working at battery plants. But I showed you the video last week where they were swearing allegiance to their government to uphold communism, even to the end of their days and their lives. Folks, China's calling for a new global order. Do you understand that there is an enemy everywhere you look right now? But I want to remind you that it's not a foreign enemy alone doing this. It's the Judases within the camp and within the halls of government that are setting the stage for these things to happen. Warfare is evolving. They're forecasting war, Americans. This is your military. I'm going to play this out. And all the world's a stage. They're telling you exactly what we have been telling you for a long time. They're the ones setting the stage. And I'm telling you, if they want a war, send them. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. An American researcher who fell ill more than 3,000 feet below the entrance of a cave in Turkey has recovered sufficiently enough to be extracted in an operation that could last 3 or 4 days. Mark Dickey, a 40-year-old experienced caver, became suddenly ill with stomach bleeding during an expedition. A Hungarian doctor was able to reach and treat him. That rescue mission is now underway. The CDC warned this week that cases of RSV are rising among young children in some parts of the southeastern United States. Hurricane Lee has now reached Category 5 status, and it's expected to get even stronger. Right now, it has sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. Those should be 180 miles an hour by tonight. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
So I'm going to just do this really quick, okay? It's a brand new book called Soldiers of the Cross. Bethany just wrote a review. Bradley Dean truly hit the nail on the head with his latest God-inspired book, Soldiers of the Cross. If you're looking for strength in truth, aren't we all, then this book is for you. Once you pick up Soldiers of the Cross and begin to understand who those soldiers are, both here on earth and in heaven above, and what they finished to pay for your freedoms, you won't be able to put it down, and you won't want to. The amount of scripture that's packed into this easy read is astounding. Your heart and soul swell with appreciation for everything that he has done for us and leave you with so much hope in all of his promises. Amen. Soldier of the Cross gives you the reasons to stand up in his truth today and to be a soldier in your own special way. Hey, that kind of rhymed at the very end of that, Bethany. Totally appreciate it, kiddo. For those that have read the book, please feed us with your reviews. I'm curious. We want to go ahead and post them. And obviously, it was this is one of three. As a matter of fact, I'm on book two. It's complete now. It's at the printer. We're waiting for that one to come back, and then I'm working on book three in the process of doing everything that we do. So we're making the most of it, folks. We really, truly are. Okay. Thank you, Bethany. Just wanted to highlight that. You took the time to... go ahead and give us your review. I want everybody to hear it. So that's how it goes, okay? Okay. I want to do this really quick, and I want you to show, I want you to see this, forgive me. And what it is just here again to show you that it's not a foreign government doing this to you, Americans. It's your government. Number of illegal aliens, illegal, flagged as possible national security risk, reaches terrifying milestone. Okay, this is the Western journalism. They take my commentation too as well. But I got a question for you. What happened to September 11th? What happened to the Muslims being the threat? For 18 years, that's what we were told. We're threatened by a people that mean to conquer us. Yet, as I said during the last segment, we have 35 jihadi camps in America and nobody's talking about it. Except back in 2009 when CNN did their job, Anderson Cooper actually did a good job, and so did Sean Hannity from Fox News when they told you what you needed to hear. 35 jihadi camps on American soil. I thought the Muslims were the threat. How many people died that were exposing September 11th? Did you know that after September 11th, 50% of all New Yorkers believed that it was an inside job? That was immediately after. We know that Giuliani's a part of the cover-up. We know that there's an alliance from hell that thinks that they're going to get one over on the Lord, which is never going to happen, Isaiah 28, verse 18. But again, going back to the point, the mainstream media has told us, hey, folks, listen carefully. We were told by the mainstream media for 18 years that the Muslims were the threat. The government, the American government, told us that. Then after September 11th, what was it, a year and a half, 2 years later, the DHS defined us as the domestic terrorists. Now we see the borders wide open, but yet every American that goes through a train depot, a bus depot, or an airport is violated by something called the TSA, which, by the way, airlines do not have to have them. You know how many crimes have been thwarted by the TSA? Not a one. You know how many crimes the TSA is responsible for? Oh my goodness, a vast number, a vast number. See, because this is happening because the people fail to govern themselves. We have a bunch of said representatives who want to control our lives, yet they can't even control their own. Okay? And what I'm highlighting right now is the fact that it's being reported that a number of illegal aliens flagged as possible national security risks are entering our borders. I can tell you this firsthand. We can get Sheriff Mark Lamb on the phone, or we can get him on a Zoom meeting for you right now, and he's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. Last time I seen him was a month and a half, 2 months ago, and he told me at dinner. It's worse than it was before. Why is it so important for your said representatives to allure illegals into the United States of America? You're going to have to answer these questions, friends, because I'm not going to answer them for you. Why is that? Well, let me ask you another question. Why is it, since September 11th, why is it that it went from, actually, a U.S. survey went from 2011, they counted a total of a number of 2,106 mosques in America during that time. 2,106, that was 2011, compared to what it was in 2000, which was 1,209. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America. You see what they did in Minneapolis? They're called to prayer five times a day. They can go ahead and megaphone everything out. They can put speakers up to it, and they can give their prayers throughout the city now. Same thing in New York. Are y'all paying attention to this? I just want to make clear that y'all understand. So as of 2016, there's 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million. It's not just the Muslims. It's the Chinese nationalists. It's national threats from different countries all over the globe. Why are they coming to America? Anybody ever ask themselves that question? Hey, folks, I'm here again to show you that this is corruption within your government that's alluring these type of people into the United States of America. Why? Why are they releasing, like Gavin Newsom, Why is he releasing? Why did Barack Obama do the same thing throughout the United States? Why are they releasing felons from prison back onto the streets of America to further endanger you and your families? This is your government. This is a reflection of you. Every country deserves the government that it has. American government is a reflection of the church. The church is the responsible party for what you're seeing today. And it's a lack of Christianity every step of the way. I want you to see this really quick, too. I just did this article this morning, speaking of which, and I highlighted it, and I named the article, "What Would You Expect from Those Who Are Illegally Coming Into America?" That is, until it happens to them. And I'll make sense of this in just one moment. Okay? I want you to see this short video. I'm going to make it short. And I want you to see, again, that it's your said representatives that are luring these illegals in on your dime. So let's check this out just for a moment.
Criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. "Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins," said John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection.
They're playing off each other is what they're doing here.
The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, "The pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens?"
Listen to what's
Amar
happening.
Amar added, "The president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president," Amar wrote. And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported, "In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City," said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city.
Okay, so you just heard de Blasio say that by having illegals come into a city, the crime rate has fallen. Can somebody tell me how that makes a bit of sense? This is coming from a communist, a treasonous individual, Article 3, Section 3, who's tolerated in office. I wanted to stop there for a moment and let you know that just today it was released that the city's mayor, who's also a criminal, said that the illegal immigration coming into New York right now is going to destroy that city. This is happening because people are all standing back on the sidelines waiting for someone to do for them what God has commanded them to do. Not going to happen. How did he do that?
In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Here in New New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said.
Okay, so
what de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well, then how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, 1-866-582-9933. This is your government doing this to you. Here, I wanted to show you this so you can see for yourself. This is California Governor Gavin Newsom just let 76,000 inmates out of jail. Okay? And there's more to come. They're releasing these violent criminals back onto the streets of America. Why do you think that is? Because they're creating domestic insurrection. Quit acting like they're not doing it, because they are doing it. Okay? I mean, really? I just don't know where people are coming from. You got to convince them of what's right. Hey, it's like the guy that walked in with his glasses hanging on his nose, and he says to his wife, "Hey, honey, where's my glasses?" And she turns and looks at him and says, "Hanging on your nose, dear." That's exactly what this is happening. That's what's happening here across the boards. Well, so, you know, one of the things that you'll never hear a Trump supporter say right now or ask, well, what happened to the wall?
No, because they know that he lied about the wall. Concerning the illegal immigrants coming into America. Oh, but by the way, Donald Trump funded 3 times more than Barack Obama, according to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. He funded the Muslims in their organizations 3 times more than Obama did. Okay? I know I'm saying a couple things, but it goes right back to what I'm highlighting here. This isn't a foreign nation doing this to you. This is your said representatives doing it. And why are they doing it? Because you're letting America, you're letting them do it. Hey, folks, I am heavily involved in bringing the answers to America. Isaiah 58, verse 12. But I got to tell you, for all of the people that sit there and say they don't believe the media, 94% of you, you sure are a bunch of hypocrites. Because you're going right along with it. Oh, that just hurt my feelings. Good. Either you're going to hate your sin or you're going to hate me. And if it's me, it comes with the territory. Okay? John 7:7. I wanted to highlight this too, so you can see that this is not a foreign government doing this to you. It is, in fact, your government doing it to you. Migrant arrested 6 times for 14 crimes in his first 2 months in New York City. Who's alluring them in? Well, you just seen Blasio. You just seen what he was talking about right there, friends. Let's not act like we don't know who the criminals are. I played a video for you a couple segments ago highlighting the mayors that were pulling in the illegals on your dime. I continuously highlighted this over and over and over again, Ezekiel 3, verse 33. But nobody wants to listen until after the fact. Isn't it interesting how a CIA operative and connected one, Mr. Tucker Carlson, isn't it interesting the approbation that he's receiving from the conservatives today? Did you see the interview that he just did with Larry Sinclair, a homosexual that had his way in time with Barack Hussein Obama as a sitting senator? And they were Obama was smoking crack and he was doing cocaine and then they had sex? You can go online and see it. Isn't it interesting that this comes out how many years after the crimes committed by that criminal? And while in office, the American people knew that he was a criminal. The devil, the foreign sodomite devil, was entertaining America's sworn enemies within. And you know what's worse than all of this? Now listen to me, all of you good guys out there doing your jobs. What's worse than all of this? How many of you were doing your job protecting him from the people that he was committing crimes against? Good job! That is fantastic! You are lock and step with those that did the biddings of Adolf Hitler, who never pulled the trigger, and millions were killed. They were all just doing their job too. Good job, guys! Good job! Got to be proud of yourselves. One thing you fail to remember is you're going to answer before God what you do and what you don't do. And you said you would uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. You're failing to do that. But going back to the point, Tucker Carlson highlights the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama how many years after? Oh, and pay attention to the timing. All this charade, and it's nothing but nothing less than charade with Donald Trump. It's not going to go anywhere. He already told you he's not going to jail. Everybody else goes to jail. Don't you know that, Americans? See, you've taken that upon yourself. Everybody else goes to jail that's innocent, but the guilty, they get to keep doing what they want to do. You've conditioned yourselves in the deception that you continuously feed upon. Again, this is holding to the word. Let me go back to this other guy in New York now, really quick, because I only got a certain amount of time here. He was the wanted poster boy for the migrant crisis, the individual in New York that was arrested 6 times for 14 crimes in his first 2 months in New York City. A man who arrived in New York City 2 months ago from Venezuela has randomly attacked at least 3 strangers and 2 cops. He's gotten arrested and released 6 times on 14 different charges, police and sources said. Daniel Hernandez Martinez, 29, arrived on June 27th and allegedly committed his first crime the following day. Yes, this is all factual. If they break the law to come into America, what do you think they're going to bring with them? A cop of more than 20 years in New York City said he's been wrecking havoc
since he's been here. He said this is not an isolated incident. He said these migrants are getting arrested quite often here, and we really don't know who they are. They really don't have ID. They're not being vetted properly. But you are Americans every time you go through the airport. But some of them are committing some of the most violent crimes here. Martinez allegedly crime spree started at a Costco. They give the addresses at 976 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn. Martinez stole a jar of Nutella, slippers, sneakers, hats, Gillette razor blades. He just came in and took whatever he wanted to take. Right? Martinez's alleged crime spree goes on. On July 6th, he hit a Dwayne Reed in Columbus Circle in Manhattan, this time stealing a tool kit. Another time, he pulled out a large knife and advanced towards an undercover officer, yelling unintelligible court documents, the courts show. He was also arrested about a week later and had filed a criminal complaint, spotted him in front of a hotel again, and notified cops stationed there that he jumped onto a dumpster and a really fit cop ran after him, but the guy got away. So these are all military-aged men. And regardless of how many crimes just this one illegal immigrant has committed, they keep releasing him back out into the streets. Americans, listen to me again. This is not a foreign government doing this. You're doing this to yourselves. By tolerating this. You know, I'm going to up the ante. Do you guys all remember this carnal, lascivious waste of skin? And I'm talking about Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Did you know that he, remember we talked about how he wanted to bring in illegals? First, he wanted to, like I told you, do you remember he wanted to basically put a weapon ban on the people in Illinois? In one county stood up, and then out of 101 counties, over 91 counties said, no, we're not doing that. What did he do first? He tried to disarm you, and what was he doing afterwards? He wanted to hire non-U.S. citizens to become police officers in that state. Guess what Pritzker did, friends? He did it anyways. Hey, folks, this isn't a foreign government doing this to you. They're acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, no question about it. But, folks, if this doesn't define treason to you, nothing will. These are also the same people that are guilty of committing the act of treason. Joe Biden, the list goes on. Barack Hussein Obama, this guy right here. We've seen it from the likes of all the governors throughout the United States of America. Regardless, friends, isn't it interesting that they'll convince you that guys that are pointing to the Word of God and to the Constitution and holding to it that are law abiders, they will convince you that somehow or another that we're domestic terrorists. And yet they have treason written all over the top of their foreheads. Going back to what we see across the boards, remember, friends, James Madison again is the guy that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And that's exactly what's happening. And again, people don't want to listen to it until after the fact, and it's going to get to the point where the hammer's going to fall, and you're not going to have time to respond to it. But you've been told by the mercy of God every step of the way by his faithful servants who deliver souls. There's nobody that can listen to my message where they're going to be able to look at the Lord and say, Bradley Dean didn't tell me. Nope, your blood is off my hands, folks. Your blood is off my hands. And I don't say that flippantly. I say that we, as a people, better get serious about what's going on, because this is not happening by foreign people. This is happening by a bunch of Judases that are American-born. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said, of all people to say it? America will never be destroyed from without the outside. He said, if we... My goodness, it's kind of hard to see it. It says, we will never be destroyed from without side. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Listen to history, friends.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.